Tainus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah continues on with the story of what happens if Hashem does not respond to the prayers and now fasting of the people. Avru Elu, if the three fasts pass that the public participates in, and yet no rain comes, velo nanu, and they weren't getting an answer from Shemayim, then Bezdin goes in Shalosh Tanios Acheros al Hatzibor. So then the Bezdin decrees another three, so it's three, this is the second three, 4, 5, and 6, on the community. There is a Machlokas Tanaim in the Gemara, whether we're talking about, again, specifically Bahab, starting on a Monday, then a Thursday and a Monday, or for now we could do the immediate Thursday following the previous Monday where we ended the third of the first three fasts. And but the halacha is, it's again a Bahab, it's again starting specifically on a Monday. So it's a week later from the last, between fast number three and fast number four, if you will, there's a week. And this fast will be similar to what we're used to in terms of like a Tisha B'Av type fast, so to speak, meaning Ochlin v'shosin mibeod yom. They can only eat while it's still daytime, meaning before the nightfall, the beginning of Yom Sheni. But come already Sunday evening, it becomes forbidden to eat and to drink. Vasurim b'malacha. In addition, working is forbidden. The reason why is because working is a distraction, and the Chazal wanted people to be focused on doing tshuva and the severity of the situation, therefore not to be distracted by working. There is actually an asmachta, like a rabbinic hook on which they hung this halacha based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Yoel, the prophet Yoel, the minor prophet Joel, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yudalev, which says, Kadshu tzom, sanctify a fast day, Kiru atzara, and call out, everyone should stop. And the word atzara, like the word atzeret and shmini atzeret, which are days in which one doesn't do work, so too, this is a fast at which one should be fasting and not doing work. More than that, uvrachitza, bathing is forbidden. More than that in a moment. Uvasicha, anointing is forbidden. Uvani'ilas a sandal, wearing leather shoes is forbidden. FYI, the poskim, when it comes to, like, say, Tisha B'Av, many poskim frown on wearing comfortable shoes, even if they're not leather, but technically it's leather here. Uvatashmish amita, marital relations, all forbidden on these severe fasts, I'll call it 4, 5, and 6. Vinolin esa marchatzos, and the Mishnah says they lock the doors to the public bathhouses. Now this would be really superfluous since we said you can't bathe anyways, and it's coming to emphasize the point that the isur rechitza, the prohibition against bathing, is specifically with warm water. It's not about being clean, it's not quite the same as avelis, but warm water washing forbidden, cold water washing for your hands, feet, and face, etc. would be acceptable, not a problem, as well as removing dirt, not an issue, but warm water is forbidden. Now, Avru Elu, if these second set of three fasts pass, V'lo Nanu, and still there's no response from heaven, so then Bezdin goes on a lane Od Sheva. There are decreed another 7 fast days. Shehein, and these 7 fast days add up with other 6 to Shalosha Sretanio Shaltzibur, for a total of 13 public fast days. Now, obviously, you can do the math yourself. 3 plus 3 plus 7 equals 13. But the reason why the Mishnah does it here is to say that 13 is the max. After 13, there will be no more fast days. Two reasons given. Either because that's as much as the community should be asked to withstand, and we don't want to burden them beyond that. Or I guess perhaps even and, it's getting too late anyways. It's getting too late now in the season, but it's really the raising season is past us, and therefore there's no point anymore to pray. It's too late. So, now, the nature of these 7 fast days are more intense than the previous 3. Hare elu yaseros ala rishonos. They're more restricted and more intense. Shebe elu, on these last 7, masriyan, in addition to the other prohibitions before, we also, in the synagogue, will masriyan, the word trua, blow the shofar, learns the bar tenura. Like many rishonim, we're talking about the shofar blowing. There are many rishonim who learn that the what's being blown here is not the shofar, but rather chatzotzrot, trumpets. Ostensibly, that's what the Rambam would hold. Now, if you learn the Gemara, it's clear we're talking about shofar here. So those Rishonim who want to understand that we're talking about a trumpet understands that in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew both the shofar and the shofar and the trumpets, as it says in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. We just learned that on those days of calamity, the shofar is mekatzer and the chatzotrots they go longer. The shofar is short, but that's only the Beis HaMikdash where there's both being blown. But elsewhere, according to those Rishonim, it's just trumpets. Okay, but anyways, the Bar Torah here learns it's shofar that's being blown. V'nolin es hachanuyos, they lock the doors of all the shops. So there's, in addition to no malacha, no working, there's also no accessing shops. These two things are not entangled necessarily. I know nowadays we certainly wouldn't go to the grocery store on a day where you can't do malacha. But they're two separate things. And technically, by the way, you actually could go into a grocery store even on Shabbos and help yourself to drinks and deal with it after Shabbos. We went over that Maseches Beitz a little bit not long ago. But whatever the case is, here we're saying that all the stores are closed in addition, so people wouldn't be distracted with the shopping, etc. But B'sheni, on a Monday, so then Matinim Chashecha, they will leave the doors of the shops a little bit open, like leave them ajar and propped open. And the idea here is maybe lost on people. It's not just that the door is a little bit open as opposed to a lot open, but in the times of the Mishnah, the shops are very small, and what people would do is they would take their wares out of the store and put them like on the street in front of them, like selling in like the shuk in front of their stores. But we're not doing that. We're not taking things out to advertise and promote sales, but there is access to the stores so that people can get food and drink. We don't want people to be, you know, after the fast is over, we want people to make sure they have food and drink. That's on the Monday, that's B'sheni. Uvachamishi, when it comes to the Thursdays, Mutarin, stores are left open, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, because we want people to have access to food. Again, we're specifically talking about shops that are selling food and drink. Those are the ones that are either a little open or a lot open, Monday and Thursday respectively. But shops that are selling, you know, I don't know, clothing or hardware and so on, no, those shops are locked on these fast days throughout the day.